Siyata de Shemaya, we are zoiche to a new Rosh Chodesh. Chazal say that the Jewish people are compared to the Levona, to the moon, and the Goyim to the sun. That's why our Rosh Chodesh goes by the lunar month, not by the solar month. There's two things that the moon represents. Number one is, the moon does not have any light of its own. Its entire light is a reflection from the light of the sun. And that's how it goes up and down. Depending on how directly it is facing the sun, it gets more of a, it produces a more full reflection of the sun, or just a partial reflection. That's Klal Yisrael. We have no koach of our own. Our entire koach is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more we put ourselves directly opposite HaKadosh Baruch Hu, facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we shine. That's what we say by Birkas HaLevona every month. It says that the Klal Yisrael in the future there will be a situation of Or HaLevona Ka'or HaChama. What does it mean that the light of the moon will be as light as the sun? It doesn't mean it will change and have its internal system of lighting. It means it will be such a perfect, flawless mirror of the light of the sun that you will not be able to differentiate between it and the sun. It will be facing directly opposite the sun, and like we said, the flawless, perfect reflection of the sun. That's our goal. The goal of Klal Yisrael is that we should live our lives in a fashion that we're directly facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our behavior is a flawless reflection of the values of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bitochen, tefillas. That's what makes Klal Yisrael great, and that's what we're proud of. Another message of the moon is that the moon, as we know, it gets larger and smaller every month. And that's Klal Yisrael. Chazal say we're like the moon. We have our ups and we have our downs. And that's what keeps us going. Sometimes we need those downs in order to go back up again. Throughout history, this is what we are going through. When we need that extra chizik, we go through these hard situations that we're going through. And we are living through a hard time for Klal Yisrael right now. Chmon Litzlon every day. More fine boys are giving up their lives for protecting Klal Yisrael. There's a boy in our neighborhood, Gabriel Bloom, that unfortunately gave up his life, Al Kiddush Hashem, this past week. He was a very fine boy, and he gave what he had, his life, for Klal Yisrael. We are all alive, and we should all be all alive. But we have to learn from these things. To give what we can do for Klal Yisrael. Our most powerful tool that we have is the peh of Klal Yisrael, the mouth of Klal Yisrael, using it only for good things. Havan, the main thing, the koich of Klal Yisrael, the tefillah, toilas Yaakov, that is the koich of Klal Yisrael. We may look like a worm, but we have the power to eat through everything and overcome it by the fact that we use it to connect our Kadosh Baruch Hu and use our mouths to say good words, mechazik, those around us, our families and our friends. Chas v'sholem, not use our mouths to say things that are not beneficial to anybody. That is the most dangerous thing we can do. We saw by Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw by Dosan Avirim that they were Diltoirim, that they used the language in a fashion, a negative fashion, tattletale, to get other people in trouble, then he said, we're in trouble. So, Emir Hashem, we should use our our mouths for the right things. Baruch Hashem, we're using it, Mimisrazak, even more in a positive way. Today, Baruch Hashem, we were able to use it to say the Halel Takadosh Baruch Hu, sing the Halel Takadosh Baruch Hu. Famous Maisa of a Rebbe, that someone said, he needs a Yeshua, he needs salvation. And he went to the Rebbe, The Rebbe told him, when you say Hallel, be mechaven, ba'ono Hashem. And the Chosid came back later to the Rebbe, and he said, I was mechaven tremendously in ono Hashem. I don't see any Yeshuas. So the Rebbe asked, which ono Hashem were you mechaven to? So he said, ono Hashem Hoshia no, Hashem Hatzlich ono. And the Rebbe answered, no, I meant, ono Hashem ki ani avdecho. Abducho ben Amosecho. That is the real honor Hashem. Hashem, I'm in front of you. I'm your Eved. I'm making myself subservient to you. I recognize that you are the greatest and I want to be close to you. I want to be guided by your greatness and I want to feel it and pay attention to all the good things we have. Should be zeicha to use this Rosh Chodesh Shvat as a renewal, a new cycle for Klal Yisrael. But new cycle for us to be on Hashem kenei abdechu. I'm the Eved of Hashem. I appreciate all the wonderful good things He's doing for us. And by appreciating them, I will follow in His ways, use the koichas I have, bring us to Yeshua's b'mehavim.